As Christ and I walked on together into hell the next night, we came to a dark figure. He looked like an angel, but he had no wings. And as I looked, he was holding something in his hand. I heard weeping and gnashing of teeth. No hope was in this place. The figure that stood before us was about 30 feet high and full of darkness. He was great in stature and knew exactly what he was doing. He had a large disc in his left hand, and he held it underneath, reaching out as far back as possible, getting ready to throw it. I looked and I wondered what this was. Blackness was on the outer edge of it. Jesus said, "This is outer darkness." I heard weeping and gnashing of teeth. "Dear Lord," I said, "what does this mean?" Jesus said, "The king said unto the servants, bind him hand and foot and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." I said, "Lord, you mean your servants are here?" "Yes," said Jesus. They turned back after I had called them. They loved this life better than my ways. They would not make a difference between good and evil and stand for truth, love, and holiness. You must not turn back after you know me and have the knowledge between good and evil. Believe me, I will keep you in all your ways and supply all your needs if you will do good and be righteous. If you sin, you have an advocate with the Father in my name, Jesus said. Be truthful, have a forgiven heart, and be obedient, for I come in an hour that you think not. I watched as the huge figure began to cast the large disc out of hell. It came out of hell up through the earth, and we followed it. I heard weeping and gnashing of teeth. The disc went high into outer darkness and then stopped. Jesus said, "My word means what it says. They shall be cast into outer darkness." We went out of hell and followed it high into the sky. We stood on the edge of this disc, and we seemed to be about an inch high, for the disc seemed to have got larger. The fear of God began to fall upon me as I looked, and then to a sea of fire. There was fire inside this disc, and there were souls swimming inside this disc, and they were on fire. I saw souls burning and trying to get out of the fire. Their bones had no flesh, and they were trying to swim to the sides and screaming in horror. Burning, boiling flesh was before my eyes. Be prepared to meet the Lord, for we know not what hour day he will come. As I watched, I saw souls that were sealed inside the disc, and the seals were opened by angels. And there seemed to be nations and kingdoms inside. And I saw an angel open something, and brothers and sisters out of it seemed to march other nations of people, men and women, boys and girls. They were marching straight into the fire. And I wondered who would stop them before they reached the everlasting fire. I cried, "O Lord, stop them before it's too late, before they reach the everlasting fire." That is what the Lord is calling every one of us to do, to reach out to the lost. We need to tell our friends, our neighbors, our husbands, our wives about the gospel of Jesus Christ and about this revelation of hell, to open up their eyes to see and their ears to hear. The voice of Jesus said, "Those who have eyes to see, let them see. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Awake my people before it's too late. Cry out against sin and evil. Call upon the Lord and he will save you." Many who hear these tapes and read the book of hell will believe and wake up. Many will not, because their hearts are hardened. These things are faithful and true. And I'm taking you through hell to reveal to you the things of hell. Sin is death. The fearful and unbelieving will have their part in the lake of fire. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, Matthew 25:41. In 2 Peter 2:4 we read, "God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them into hell to be reserved till damnation." I turned again and looked at the large disc with gross darkness all around. I thought, "Oh, my Lord, how many are already lost and no way out." I was reminded of the coals burning like a barbecue grill. This is exactly what the disc looked like. "Oh, Lord, help me to tell others of this place. Let nothing stop me. I must work the works of God, of him that sent me. I must do all I can, for the call of God is upon my life.